Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. HireMeNevada.com. You got a business and you'd like to get more people in there? Well, there are a lot of people looking for work because, as you know, Governor Sisolak's flying around in his planes and doing the private thing. Well, let me tell you, unemployment system has just gone to hell. It was an antiquated system to begin with. And this is what, as we've seen from Cuomo and the ventilators, this is what governors do. They try to make themselves look good, and they go for the dressings. They go for the window dressings. They don't go for the hardcore decisions that, well, this may not make a lot of people happy, but we need to get the computer systems updated for the unemployment system. We need to get them updated for the Department of Motor Vehicles. We need to get things updated for, sorry if it doesn't make you look good, but those are the important things. Those are the decisions that you need to make that we pay you to make. Not if, oh gosh, we've got a working plane. It costs about $200,000 a year to maintain it. Let's just get some new ones at, you know, $30 million. I think one was 17, one was 14. This is crazy. And I'm going to really upset you here because this is what you should be thinking about every time you're looking at an elected representative. They have already chosen someone that they want to succeed them. There are different politicians, there are different representatives who are expecting to move into other offices, like assembly people moving to Senate, senators moving to whatever job they can do in the government. And that even means Congress, the senators. Really? I thought that was our decision. Talk about taking away someone's vote. You don't get to decide who succeeds you and who goes up in the ranks, who goes into the next office. We, the people, decide that. That's why you need to find out as much as you can about the candidates running right now in the primary. Doesn't matter if it's for the courts, if it's the attorneys, whatever. You should know what party they belong to, and you should know something about them, which you're not really seeing online. Let's go to the lines right now and check in with Jeff Church this morning. You have heard him many a times as I turn to him for just his expertise and knowledge, especially of the city of Reno and what our debt is and what it's like to be a part of the police, past sergeant, and the credentials go on and on, teacher, military. But Jeff is now running, you know, as he's supposed to be retired, but no, he keeps working for all of us. Jeff is running for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees, District A. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Monica. Thanks for having me. I actually showered and shaved since you've got me on.
That's fantastic. Well, and I was the idiot yelling at you as a car was driving by when you were sitting in your car on Saturday, yelling out, Jeff! That was
and
me.
And for those that don't know, that's the classic police car, the 1968 Plymouth.
Now, which... Okay, I'm not going to take up your time here with silly questions, but it's like car 54. Was that kind of car?
It's kind of an Adam 12. My other one's the car, the
more
Andy
Adam
Mayberry.
12. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jeff, what do you bring, what would you bring to the school district?
Well, Monica, first of all, this is the most important position in Washoe County. It's a $1 billion budget. It's the safety of our children. There's nothing more important. It's much more important than city council or anything else. But people don't pay attention a lot of times. So what I bring forward, two college degrees, U.S. Air Force officers, so the enlisted folks, don't hold that against me, Reno PD retired sergeant, so there's my enlisted rank. And I teach recruiting nationwide. I was on the board of a homeless center. Again, kind of you mentioned it, the credentials go on and on. But mainly, if I can sum it up in one word, it's leadership. That's what the Board of Trustees is about. It's leadership. We don't teach, but we lead, and that's what I bring to the table.
Well, and I'm glad you said the budget, because that budget has been really misspent, especially when it comes to new schools.
Incredibly. They said a high school was going to be $110 million. Hug High is now up to $252 million and climbing. It's outrageous. It's unacceptable, and that's why, please, the voters, anybody except the incumbents. I mean, I want your vote, but under no circumstance in any race should we be reelecting the dysfunctional incumbents at the school district.
So how do you envision the board working with the public, the parents? Because I've heard from a lot of parents that it's like, why even go to the school board meetings? You're not listened to.
Correct. My incumbent, Scott Kelly, the only place I've seen him is on a milk carton. He's never out in the community, and I would be. Being mostly retired, I have the time and the dedication to do that. And it's a team effort. We really have to work as a team with the community, with the other board members. But I'll tell you, Monica, I don't mince words. We need to get rid of the administration. We need, you know, if the CEO is failing, you get rid of the CEO. I mean, this is, if a business is losing money, like the school district mismanagement, lawsuits, besieged by lawsuits, we've got a clean house. There's no easy baby steps. We need strategic, major change.
Now, one of the complaints that I've heard from others in the past is that we have too many deputy superintendents. What do you think about that?
Just go to Transparent Nevada. Don't take my word for it. There's like 8 pages of administrators, or even more, before you get to the first teacher. It just goes page after page of overpaid administrators, all paid more than the highest paid teacher. That's going to change if I have any say-so, and hopefully some other good conservatives on there too.
You know, this is supposed to be nonpartisan. You're working for the schools, you're working for the kids, you're working for the teachers. Is that something you think should be actually readily available to the voters? Is even in nonpartisan races, you should know if what or what party they belong to?
Yeah, and it's funny because they won't answer the question. We had that 18-year-old kid that's running against me misinformed the group. He said he was independent. He's not. He's a Democrat. Tell the truth. So, yeah, people need to know where you stand. And as you know me, I don't mince words. I tell the truth.
Now, something I've seen over the years being a resident of Washoe County is there's been lawsuits against the school district, and normally they're just settled. You know, they look at it that it is easier to pay somebody off than find the truth. What would you encourage the school district to do? Do you fight or do you just save the money?
You don't break the law, Monica. You do what's right. And if somebody complains, you react to their complaint. Again, we're being sued. By the way, the incumbent, Scott Kelly, he voted for Tracy Davis, the superintendent, before he voted against her. And now she's suing us. And she had a 95% disapproval rating in one poll. So insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But, it's not a matter of settling lawsuits. It's a matter of avoiding them and doing what's ethically right.
Well, that's the best answer I've heard on anything. Is there anything that you would like to see change in the schools that you will push for on the school board if you're elected?
Yes, I have lots of ideas, and it's a team effort. But our ACT scores are worst in the nation, Monica, 17.9 at Washoe County. that won't get you into TMCC. That'll get you into McDonald's. We've got to do better. And my particular concern, if I have a passion, is the at-risk kids. We've got to do something, and I've got some different plans, you know, that need research, and we'll talk with the board, but we've got to deal with the at-risk kids. The school district is stuck on stupid, and they think that it ends at 2 p.m. when the kids get out of school, and then they don't care. We have to partner with the community. And again, I don't want to tell particular stories, but I've dealt with these kids, and the parents are in jail. The parents are using drugs. They're literally homeless. They're literally sleeping in a car. I'm passionate about dealing with that, you know, because not only is it good for them, but it's good for the taxpayer. It's better to have them productive than in jail. So that's one of my big passions.
What about, since you are former law enforcement, what about policing the schools? Do you think that more needs to be put into the safety of children on campuses?
Yes and no. We have our own police department. Most people don't know that. So I bring that oversight to the table. And we need more oversight. The police department's kind of out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm going to say. I'm in favor of arming qualified staff. Not everybody, but those that want to be and those that are properly trained. I'm totally in favor of that. And then there's other things we need to do, such as design. I've been trained in environmental design for law enforcement, and we need to look at some of the setups and what we can do to make the schools safer in terms of that, too. So it's everything put together, but I'm definitely in favor of arming qualified staff and more oversight of our police department. But I think it's a good department. We just need to pay more attention to them.
You've got great ideas. We obviously don't have the time to go through everything, but do you have them online as well?
I do. WatchdogJeff.com. WatchdogJeff.com. My phone number is on there. I answer the phone. Text me. Call me. And as you know, I deal with so many issues with the city of Reno, with Washoe County, but the school is the number one issue. It's the biggest, most important thing. So, Monica, tell your listeners to look at all the races and no incumbents, please.
All right. WatchdogJeff.com. Jeff Church, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck in the race. And thank you so much for watching out not only what's going on in the schools, but what's going on in the cities and the county and everything else that you keep track of, because people just don't pay attention. They don't know. And you always bring us great information.
Thank you, Monica.
There goes Jeff Church again. That's WatchdogJeff.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, Toby Keith. I hope this all gets straightened out by July. Got tickets to that concert. Hopefully hearing this song. If you go to 991fmtalk.com, that is our webpage. If you go into schedule and weekdays, all the pictures of all the people who were on during the day pop up. If you click on my webpage, you're going to find some interesting information on there, including the rally that is going on this Saturday for Reno. Now, the rallies are going on all over the state. Carson City, Elko, Fallon, Las Vegas. There's a bunch of them, okay? So if you want to find out the location nearest you, log on to fightfornevada.com. It's under flyers. Fightfornevada.com. Under flyers, you can see all of the different locations there. I also have some different locations posted on all of my Facebook pages that you can go there as well. Monica J, just look those up. Today's poll question, are you getting enough information about the candidates? Especially online, there's just not a whole lot out there. Even Ballotpedia, people aren't filling out the questionnaires. This is going to be a mail-in ballot. Well, we are in the middle of a federal lawsuit right now, so we'll take a look at that, see how that goes. But we're also going to be talking with Trent England, And he's going to be giving us the information on how safe or how unsafe mail-in ballots are. He's also behind the keeping of the Electoral College, keeping it safe. And he's been on the show many times. Speaking of being on the show, 884-9910, that's the line for you to call in or text. Let's go to that line right now and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Mike. Mike DeNaber here from NevadasReady.info. And I don't know if you've thanks for sharing about all the protests, Monica. The protest was very enjoyable on Saturday. It was amazing to see the flags, which were most prominent, and then to see some guns as well. There were some people offended that there were guns there, but I truly enjoyed seeing the flags as well. And those got downplayed in the news reporting. I was kind of disappointed about that.
Well, guess what? That's our local media, along with the national media.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in really quick. There's been four events. We have a public calendar on NevadasReady.info, and there have been four events posted, and they're just to help small businesses get open. And the basic premise of the events is that it's opportunities. It's Safe Dinner Reservation Friday. It's this Friday. The way it works is the public is asking that you just call your local restaurant and you ask for a reservation and ask them and find out how you can help them get open and do it safely. Saturday is Safe Playground Equipment Use Saturday. So it's sponsored by local parents who want their kids to play on the playground equipment. They just go and take, the necessary precautions and use that equipment. Go ahead.
I just find it so interesting that, Mike, I'm not going to even take a guess at your age, but I know that I'm 53. And I know that when I was growing up, my hands were always dirty because I was playing outside. And the only time my mom told me to go wash up is after I went to the bathroom. And of course, right before dinner, before you ate. And the rest of the time, you go out. Kids are dirty. They're messy. People are messy at times. This whole shutdown and social distancing and wear masks and wear gloves and constantly use hand sanitizer, which, by the way, has a wear down effect also. It's just incredible that people are falling into this.
Yeah, it's for me with children, two children that are out of school. The idea that they can't go to the playground equipment and immediately when they were out of school, I went and bought a trampoline for $100 on a local, classified website. And, because I knew it was just going to be crazy if I didn't, they need a way to get out of the house. They should be able to use that park equipment. And I've never met a mother that doesn't have a purse that's full of stuff to protect children in it. So
yeah.
I don't understand
baby wipes,
why
sanitary
we need the government
wipes
to tell us.
Because that's what they want to do. What's that website again? Mike, I've never been onto that website before, and I'm really interested in checking that out.
It's NevadaIsReady.info.
NevadaIsReady.info. All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And
you're
did you have something else?
Yeah, there's just two other events. It's Safe Salon Saturday and Safe Dinner Reservation Saturday. The idea is to just call your beauty professional and say, I want to help you open. When can I come in and make that happen and support them and let them know that we care about them, that we want them to be able to work and live their liberties. And so the same thing with the reservations on Saturday. Call your local restaurant. Tell them you want to eat. Tell them you want to do it in a safe way.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike. I greatly appreciate it. And again, I go back to the rule of law. Where are we missing the rule of law? If you do not stand up at this point, knowing that the mayor and the governor do not have the authority to shut your business down, that you're going to wind up in front of a judge, don't pay those fines that they're charging you either. Because if they're doing something that is against your civil liberties, guess what? You're not going to have to pay those fines. Just saying. It's like when you get a speeding ticket. You go before the judge says, oh, that is, you know, you weren't speeding. Why did they give you this? It's thrown out. Those fines are going to get thrown out too. You just have to stand your ground. And I will come out there and stand it with you. I will come out and do my show with you this week if you want to open up. And by the way, Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. I might have to come down to Carson City just for that and do the show. Because there's a whole lot of people bitching, and we need more people praying. Because the evil is just taking over. And totalitarian control over other people's lives, to me, that is pure evil. It truly is. I hope you join me in the next half hour, because we're going to be talking with Trent England and your election is even trying to be stolen right now. Are you going to stand for that as well? Why all of our freedoms, we literally have to take all these elected representatives to court. Boy, I hope you remember that when you're filling out your ballot. And by the way, don't fill out your ballot yet. It's not even, you know, due until the first week in June. During the month of May, find out the most information you can about the person you could possibly be voting for. Don't fill it out now. People are encouraging you to fill it out. Don't fill it out yet. And with a federal lawsuit in play, just hang back for a bit. You don't have to fill it out right now. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a day it has been. We've talked about so many different things, but what I want you to take away from the show is, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, this is a scam. It's a sham. It's been played upon us for far too long now. If you are a business owner, you have the right to open your business and do away with all of this BS that's going on. So I just received an email. And I really like this. Messing around in my email. Sorry. Had to search something here. That I don't want to live this way. I really don't. You've seen probably on the national news, Italy is opening back up. I think that's one of the first big ones. And I don't want to be sitting across from somebody during dinner and looking at them and talking to them through plexiglass. Boy, I love me some Ryan and Crystal. They go out and they do my bidding for me. So spoke with a few big box stores in the clothing sector, and they say they are reopening on the 18th with plexiglass at all registers. Some associates will solely be disinfecting all day, as well as changing rooms being closed. They're also putting a four-minute day hold on all return items. Oh, four-minimum day hold on all returned items before they touch them and counting how many go in and out. When capacity is reached, they will have lines outside. Wow. They said this will go on for months, but couldn't say exactly. They say some measures could last years if need be. Well, buy some stock in plexiglass. Good gosh, this is just going to be everywhere. Is this how you want to live? Just asking. RJ just sent me a text. Just wanted to say, if any local businesses want to open this weekend, put out a list, and we, as the local population, would believe this lockdown is a scam, we will show up and support them as well as help spread our money directly into those businesses. I think that's a great idea. Are you going to wait until the 15th? Well, then why? We've got businesses losing their shirts. Losing their shirts. Are you going to stand for that? Are you? Open up today. Today. Because if you don't, you let them win. You let them win. This is not what I want to leave behind for the next generation. Not being able to hug, having to wear face masks in public, having to wear eye coverings, gloves, being, you know, sealed up like a condom. Is that what you want to see for the future? People are doing that to you because they can. Craig, I just sent you the email on that. And if that's how you want to live, well, then let's find a place. Let's find an island. Hey, you know what? From what I understand, Epstein Island isn't being used right now. Why don't we take his island and a few others, and for all those people who just can't stand the thought of touching somebody else because of those cooties, because of those germs, let's give them free travel there. I think that would take care of a lot of our problems, because that would include a lot of the left and the liberals out there who are putting all of this upon us. Why are they doing this right now? How is this all coming about? Oh, and now we have the murder hornets. Because they're trying to steal your vote. They're stealing your vote, and you're letting them. Let's check in with Trent England. I've had him on the show with me before. He is the executive director of Save Our States. And we've talked many a time about the history of the Electoral College and why it needs to be preserved and protected. But I wanted Trent to talk a little bit right now about mail-in ballots and why the left wants them so badly right now. Because there are, say, some say, oh, well, you know, absentee ballots been around for years. They're perfectly safe. Not when it is a targeted attack. Trent, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, glad to be here, Monica. Thank you.
So what do you think about all of this mail-in ballot?
Well, it is a huge risk and a huge threat. But you're right on target when you talk about this perception that people have that, hey, you know, these things have been around for a long time, and you know, surely we've figured all this out, or it's not a big deal maybe to expand from you know, allowing people who are shut in or who for some reason can't get to the polls, you know, if we allow them to vote by mail, so why not just to allow everybody? And people miss how elections actually work and how all these ballots have to be processed. And of course, the left doesn't miss it. That's why they're pushing it. You know, mm-hmm. vote by mail is the tool of choice for vote fraud. And that, I think people should hold that in their minds. Vote by mail is the tool of choice for people who want to commit fraud in elections. The problem is When you have 5% or even 10% of people voting by mail because they're shut-ins or, you know, there's some other legitimate reason, your county auditors can verify pretty well that those ballots are from who they claim to be from, right? There are ways to do that. When it's, you know, when you're only talking about hundreds or maybe a couple thousand ballots, you can process those things well. When you're talking about all of the ballots in a state, so hundreds of thousands of ballots, or in a big state, millions of ballots coming in, all of them by mail, all of them going through the post office. You know, some of those counties, a county like Los Angeles County has 10 million people, talking about millions of ballots just in one county. There is no way possible to verify that those ballots are being filled out by the people who they're supposed to be filled out by.
And, well, I mean, especially when you have stupid legislators like we do here in Nevada that pass the same day voter registration. And they're giving people, you know, also more time. Oh, well, yeah, it's due by this date, but we'll take them 6 or 7 days later.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's a travesty, because that is exactly how the Democrats stole the governor's race in Washington State back in 2004. The Republican candidate, Dino Rossi, was way ahead on election night, but they knew how many they needed, right? Because when they allow these ballots to trickle in after the fact, it's how they stole the Senate race from Norm Coleman in Minnesota, because, you know, once the Democrats knew how many votes they needed, then they were able to go out and find these supposedly late absentee ballots, and they disqualify the Republican ones. You know, typically they try to keep out ones coming from troops deployed abroad that turn up late because they think they're going to vote Republican. But then they, you know, they go into these Democrat precincts and they mysteriously find all of these ballots. And they kept in, you know, Washington State, where I'm from, they kept finding ballots until they found enough. And then they say, oh, you know, now the election's over because the Democrat has won. I mean, it is outrageous. And, you know, and they do all this in the guise of democracy, right? They talk about democracy, but it's the very opposite of democracy. It's a way to create a rigged system that nobody in their right mind would have any faith in, when you're basically turning over all of the ballots in a state to the post office, right? I mean,
Pelosi wanted so much money in the relief funds for the post office, and why she's also trying to get ballot harvesting in there as well?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, this has been something they really pioneered this on the West Coast in Washington, Oregon, and California. And now they've moved it to Colorado, and they're pushing it in other states. They're trying to get every state to go to, you know, what they call universal vote by mail. And then they want ballot harvesting. And then they want what they call automatic voter registration, where they basically take all of a state's welfare databases, just automatically convert all of that to voter registrations, which means they start mailing out, you know, ballots to people who aren't expecting them, have no idea they're registered to vote. You know, they'll send dozens or hundreds of ballots to homeless shelters, right, where people may have been there 6 months ago, but they're not there now. But the people running the homeless shelters, you know, who oftentimes are kind of your sort of acorn type far left activists, wind up getting all of these ballots in the mail at their, you know, mail sorting facility. I mean, it is it's really scary. And yeah, I mean, that's why Nancy Pelosi wants to take this nationwide, which is the worst thing. I mean, at least now we've got this sort of contained within individual states, and we can fight it out in Carson City. I mean, just imagine if they took over all of this in D.C.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this turns out with the federal lawsuit that we have. Hey, real quickly, thank you so much for talking about that. But you've also got a new book out about giving a voice to Middle America, because the Electoral College, they're still going after it.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. You know, Nevada is a great state where the governor thankfully vetoed the national popular vote bill there. But against the Electoral College, yeah, is going strong. And yeah, so my book is out today, Why We Must Defend the Electoral College, just kind of telling the story of this great but little known American institution, and why it's so important to keep election fraud contained within individual states where we can stop it rather than letting the left centralize all the power in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's awesome. But Trent, where's the book coming out at? Or do you have a website that people can go to?
It's at Amazon, but people can go to SaveOurStates.com and get more information there as well. But you can find Why We Must Defend the Electoral College on Amazon.
All right. Thank you so much, Trent England, the executive director for Save Our States. You are doing a fantastic job, and you're always welcome on this show.
Thanks, Monica. Always great to talk with you.
Thanks, Trent. All right. We'll be back as we wrap up the program today. There you have it. You know, here is someone who is still fighting for the entire country. The ills of mail-in ballots. They're okay in small doses. They're vitally necessary for our men and women in the military overseas. For people who can't get to the ballot because they're shut in or they won't be here. And we just keep chunking away at it. Now we have early voting. Now we have way early voting. You know, but that wasn't enough for them. But they gave up this, so now we're going to go to all mail-in ballot. How much are you going to stand for? This is really getting pathetic. We're going to wrap up the show next, after this quick break, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It has been another awesome day with you. This is the highlight of my entire day, of my entire week, of my life. Being here with you for 2 hours a day, 10 to noon every weekday. I love it. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about local issues. But this is the big local issue. People are not only struggling, they're just closing their businesses that they've worked a lifetime to achieve success in. Because businesses out there have a lot smaller margins than people think, especially in restaurants, in bars, in local businesses that try to bring you better deal than the big box chains. You know, like my friend Steve, he's going to be pissed I'm talking about him, but my friend Steve owns Appliance Outlet in Carson. Everybody loves him. He's shut down. Well, the big box stores are open. And let me tell you, when something breaks down, you need to replace it, especially if it's something like a fridge or something. So why is it all right for these big box stores to be open and him not? I'm sick of this. You need to stand up for yourselves and take our state back. Email from Deb. Listening to your caller, the governor scared the crap out of everyone. They threatened everyone with fines and who knows what else. Well, they threatened them with fines, removal of their business license, jail, be arrested. Sisolak himself said, you know, feel the pain. Going back to Deb's email, I feel sad, just as your caller does. Small businesses may never open as a result of this. It often takes money to fight the government. Well, that's true, Deb. And many people just don't have the resources. Many of those governors don't really care. They don't. They were scared to death they might make the wrong decision. They care about re-election. Well, if people have any sense, they won't get reelected. Well, Deb, if people had real sense, they would get on to fightfornevada.com and come out to every city hall this weekend and rally with Fight for Nevada to get Sisolak recalled. But you don't have to wait for that. Get this state back on track and open your business, because they cannot lawfully keep you shut down. Go to my website, go to my webpage on 991fmtalk.com. The link to the Justice Department is right there. It goes right to the page you need to see. Sheevy, Sisolak, they cannot keep you locked down. And when it goes before the judge, just like it did in Florida just yesterday when it got kicked out, well, those fines are no longer applicable either. Know your rights, know how to protect yourself, and don't be afraid. We've lived in this world for a hell of a long time, doing what we do, shaking hands, kissing babies, hugging each other. Do not let the left dictate how you live your life. Or soon they're going to be dictating how you wipe your, you know, we had a shortage of that already. Open your business before Sunday, and I will get it on our website that you're open and you're ready for business. And we will support you. I love you all. We are community. We are Northern Nevada. We're Nevada strong, and we'll get through this, but only if we work together. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah.